The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, the coronavirus crisis in the NFL continues, and no one is sure if Tom Brady knows what down it is, but we start with the NBA because tonight is the night where we have Game 5 of the NBA Finals, and the Lakers and LeBron have a chance to finish the series this evening. And LeBron James had this to say about his legacy. Let's listen to the King.
Don't really think about it too much. I think the story would be told how it's supposed to be told, and it'd be written how it's supposed to be written, but I don't live my life thinking about legacy. What I do off the floor is what means more to me than what I do on the floor.
Legacy, I don't really think about it too much, Jalen Rose. Do you believe LeBron when he says that?
He's at work right now at the NBA Finals, and the job isn't complete. He can't be up there crowning himself a four-time champion before it takes place, especially going against the Miami Heat culture that he knows so very well. LeBron is a student of the game. He understands the legacy conversations have happened and will continue to happen. He also fuels them when he can, because he once said that winning in Cleveland made him the GOAT in his mind. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure for 17 years, you could go back and find a lot of clips of him talking about legacy and talking about MJ and some of the great players that have come before him, because he's a basketball historian.
Absolutely. He said himself in, I think it was the barbershop where he said the shop, he said, I consider that championship made me the greatest of all time. He also said after that championship, he was speaking to children, and he said that he's chasing the ghost in Chicago. He does think about his legacy, but here's what he does that's so smart. He says, I don't think about it too much. He didn't say, I don't think about it. He said, I don't think about it too much, because he definitely thinks about it. And something tells me that when we have a show on Monday, this is what we will be discussing: LeBron James's legacy. Do you think that come next week or the week after that, that he will address the fact that he is chasing Michael Jordan and he does want that GOAT title?
Of course he is, of course he should, and rightfully so. He's gonna be amongst players with four finals MVPs and four regular season MVPs. That's historic company. Those are hollow walls, Jacoby. I've covered and or played against LeBron his entire career. Each time he's won or lost the championship, I was present. This is the first time I physically won't be there. And so for LeBron to do it with the Lakers, it's going to be extremely impressive. He deserves these conversations to start happening.
You know, I never really thought about this, Jalen. LeBron has been to so many NBA Finals, but you've been to more NBA Finals. You just weren't playing, but you've been to a lot of NBA Finals. You were just not in uniform when you got there. So, Jalen, we need you to rely on that experience, your experience in the locker room and in the league, and I need you to take us behind the curtain. So, Jalen, in that huddle, in that locker room, with a chance to win the NBA championship, what does LeBron James tell his Laker teammates before they take the floor?
See, they made the ultimate sacrifice already. That was entering the bubble during the social unrest, during COVID-19. That was the ultimate sacrifice. And now it becomes the crowning achievement. You notice that other teams probably wasn't as disciplined. Looking at you, Clippers, and it probably cost them an opportunity to make their goals happen.
Those wins, though.
Of a sudden, LeBron James looks up, and there's no other skyscrapers in the building, in the sky, Jacoby. he's the reigning superstar that has a chance to eclipse something great. So he's telling his teammates, it's do or die. This is the Miami Heat. Don't give them no extra games. Don't get ejected. Don't get no stupid technical fouls. Continue to stay disciplined, stay focused. Make your open shots, KCP and Morris, and continue to give us toughness. AD, you continue to attack the paint and give us physicality. Rondo is a floor general. He understands what this takes. Don't continue to give the Miami Heat confidence. Get it over with ASAP. That has to be the message.
So, Jalen, that was really eloquent. That's probably very close to what LeBron James is telling the team, because you look at it like a player. I look at it like a coach. And I've told you what my game plan is. If I'm the coach, if I'm Frank Vogel, I'm going right to the whiteboard and I'm saying, if you win tonight, we fly home tomorrow. If you win tonight, we fly home tomorrow. That's all the motivation you need. Forget the X's and O's. Forget all that championship legacy talk. We can leave Orlando, Florida if we win tonight. That is my strategy. So, Jalen, we've seen Anthony Davis dominate in game one and game two. And in the game they lost, game three, he kind of no-showed. What do you think the key is for Anthony Davis getting back to that game one and two performance?
He just got to have a level of aggression and keep himself off of the floor. Like, what ends up happening is you're driving to the bucket to try to get contact. And then sometimes if you don't get the call or somebody roll into you, you end up behind the play and create 4-on-3, 5-on-4 situations. I just want him to stay upright and continue to be aggressive. And he's made some huge shots, and his biggest shots actually have been threes. The game-winning three, the late three that he hit in the previous game. Now, if he can have that level of productivity by catching the ball in the paint and being a finisher, then the Miami Heat will not extend this series. He has to be the difference.
When you look at the numbers of Anthony Davis, and we all look at that game three performance where he kind of no-showed, but what he's been doing defensively is really impressive in these finals. When he is the contesting defender, they're shooting 35%. That's close to the basket too. They're only 15 for 43 when Anthony Davis is on defense, and we saw him pick up Jimmy Butler in the last game. So while he might not have the gaudy numbers that he had from one and two on offense, what he's doing on defense is a key part to them taking this commanding 3-1 lead.
That was the exact same thing when he won a championship in Kentucky. He doesn't necessarily have to be a volume player. Like, defense is actually his anchor. Rebounding and defense is his anchor. And then he became a terrific offensive player.
That's a really good point. Now, Jalen, for the Heat to make this a series, for them to get to 3-2 after winning game five, what do they need? What is their game plan to win tonight?
Physicality from Bam. He was a step slow in the previous game, and rightfully so. He had missed a couple of games. That late Rondo layup, that late KCP layup, that late jump shot we just talked about AD, normally Bam is a lot more effective on those plays. You see that big game-saving block against the Celtics? You see him go down the lane and dunk on all of Boston with two hands right there? That's the Bam the Heat are going to need if they're going to extend this series.
Bam likes to dunk with two hands. When he's around the basket, he likes to go up with 2 feet and dunk with two hands. And I noticed game four that he wasn't really dunking like that. There was a dunk opportunity that actually turned into a layup. And Bam's game has been so affected that it turned off your screen behind you. It turned off the screen behind you. That's what we need. We need Bam to light it up like you just lit up the screen behind you. You took everybody behind the curtain on that one. Those aren't real pictures behind Jalen Rose. It's actually a monitor that goes off from time to time. Jimmy Butler said that there is no pressure on the Heat. Now, Jalen, after being in the bubble for almost 100 days, and being down 3-1 in the NBA Finals, don't you feel like there is pressure on the Heat to win tonight?
How about this? That's the beauty of these finals. And that's why the Lakers seemingly gonna win easy, because there's really no pressure on them either. Because if you look at the landscape of the West, they didn't have to face the Clippers. And in the East, nobody anticipated that the Heat would be here. Goran Dragic led them in scoring once they got to the finals. Goran Dragic, okay? He was a reclamation project. that came in for Kendrick Nunn, who was second in Rookie of the Year race. That was Eric Spoelstra putting together chess pieces in order to build around Jimmy Butler and Bam, who became an All-Star and a Most Improved candidate, and now they're in the finals. And then unexpectedly, without Bam and Goran, Jimmy has a 40-point triple-double. That's why we can't go to sleep on the Heat tonight, because they do the unlikely, because they're a squad that has things happen throughout the game that don't necessarily show up in the stat sheet, a level of grit and a level of toughness. That's why I said AD got to attack the paint and be aggressive, in particular early.
Well, you can't go to sleep on the Heat. And if you went to sleep on the Thursday night football game, you missed a very interesting finish between the Buccaneers and the Bears. Take a look at this last play from the greatest to ever do it, Tom Brady the GOAT. Incomplete pass, terrible ball, completely covered, tight end right there. But wait a second, that was fourth down. Tom does not know what down it is. Bruce Arians said that he did know it was fourth down. Clearly he is confused. What did you think about the finish last night in the NFL?
So everyone has to understand, when you do an analysis on these all-time greats like LeBron James and Tom Brady, you're talking about the moment. It's not about career achievement. We're talking about what happened last night in the football game. And what I saw last night in the football game, to be honest, as somebody that saw Joe Montana play for the Chiefs or whatever, I don't want to see too many seasons of Brady in Tampa. That's what I saw, Jacoby. And you know that's my fellow Michigan Wolverine, and I want to see him get a ring. But, dog, anytime the level of emotion and the anger that he had toward that situation at his age, he was fuming with that situation, Jacoby. And then, if I was one of those offensive linemen, and this is where I go Dave Chappelle, he was yelling at me earlier, right? If they're going to win a Super Bowl, you know how it works on a winning team. You know how it works. When everybody makes a mistake, each of them are accountable. But on the bad team, we pointing fingers. So now, for him at the end of the game, not knowing the clock, using the four fingers, what did they say to the face? Slap! If somebody would have came up to him and did that in the locker room afterwards, I'd say they win it all this year. But since that did not happen, they will not win it all this year.
Well, Jalen, we have some breaking news about new coronavirus complications in the NFL. We will tell you about that and much more. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
I love you, Tom Brady.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It's Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you want to discuss the topics, then hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. We have some breaking news about coronavirus complications in the NFL.
The
keep moving or hit the brakes. The Bills-Titans game is going to be moved to Tuesday night. Also, the Jets have potential coronavirus complications in their locker room. How do you think this is all going to play out moving forward this season?
I have some broken news for the NFL. Your players aren't quarantining once outbreaks happening. You're not in a bubble. COVID-19 cases continue to rise. The death toll continues to increase. You're already suspending and canceling games. You gotta press pause on the season and recalibrate your thinking. You're not going to get to 16 games. You're gonna play a couple of games and your marquee people are gonna be in and out. I just saw Kansas City play against the Patriots, and you know what happened? There was no Cam Newton. You guys have to figure it out. It won't be 16 games. It's not going to happen. You're not gonna be able to do it.
Moving on, Jalen, to Major League Baseball. The Dodgers have advanced. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
The Dodgers swept past the Padres. They're now going to the National League Championship Series. And one man comes to mind, and that is Irving Magic Johnson. Do you think he is more invested in the Lakers' playoff chances or the Dodgers' playoff chances?
I'm trying to tell you, man. Magic is that deal, and I know people get a chance to appreciate LeBron James' greatness. Do you guys understand the Hall of Fame mogul is getting rings with the Dodgers and the Lakers as a player, executive, GM, and owner? This dude got like about 12 rings. That's why I wear a goatee, because of Magic Johnson. Y'all, hey man, this dude about to get a ring in the same year with the Lakers and the Dodgers. They just signed Mookie in the offseason. That's what's going to put them over the top.
Huge game, not in the SEC, but in the ACC this weekend in college football. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, I know that you love the University of Miami. You probably, deep down in your heart, love the University of Miami football team more than you love the Wolverines of Michigan. Can they pull off an upset and beat Trevor Lawrence and Clemson this Saturday night?
See, these are the type of atmospheres that allow upsets to take place. If there were fans in the stands, like 60, 70,000 worth, I would say no. Trevor Lawrence would have his way. Mm. But that Miami Heat, that Miami Hurricanes defense with a lot of crowd noise, the ghosts of some of the greats like Warren Sapp and Ray Lewis and Benny Blades. Miami wins this game.
I love it. I love it because Miami's going to lose in basketball. They might as well win in football. I have the Hurricanes with this upset as well. Jalen, we have a matchup between two very unlikely 3-1 teams this Sunday. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You got to Google that picture with me and my Miami crew neck. I got to see the Browns do it against a good team. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. The Cowboys could do something unthinkable this Sunday.
Hit the brakes.
Keep it moving or hit the brakes. The Cowboys could lose to the New York football Giants. No one has lost to the Giants this year. If the Cowboys lose to the Giants, what happens next?
If the Cowboys lose to the Giants, then I'm just dead wrong. Because this is about what we saw the Cleveland Browns and Odell be able to break out last week. That's what's going to happen with the Cowboys this week. Ezekiel Elliott goes over 150. He has two touchdowns rushing, one out of the backfield. Dak still throws for 350 and three touchdowns. The Dallas Cowboys win this football game.
I think they do easily. Moving on, we have an undefeated team that people don't really respect going up against the Eagles. Steelers-Eagles, keep moving or hit the brakes.
All I know is this. Whatever the coach in Carolina got paid to leave college and oversee their team, when is Mike Tomlin getting one of those deals? Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. Jalen, it's time for a signature segment of Jalen and Jacoby. Soft move or boss move? I want to make sure I get this right. Now, you and I are part of a power couple, so we don't slide into DMs. But Quavo has released to the world how he slid into the DMs of Sweetie, and he did it with an emoji. All he did was just send a snowflake emoji, and that is what led to their relationship. Snowflake emoji as your first move in the DMs, soft move or boss move?
It's a boss move. I would have think that's something Jeezy the Snowman would have did to land his lovely bride that he has right now. So absolutely, this is a boss move. Big shout to Quavo, fellow lefty Fab Five fan. It's only right that he closed the deal. That's my guy.
Absolutely.
Boss move.
I think what's underrated about this story, if you could put that up on the screen again, is her response. Like, she got the snowflake, and then she was like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to send back some ramen noodles, you know, and just see how it goes. I really appreciate what she did in this exchange. He's getting too much credit for it. Jalen, when we return, we have some new perspective on Game 5 from a very unlikely source that is important to you. I'll tell you what that is right after this. You're watching.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Game 5 is tonight. The Lakers have a chance to end the NBA Finals and be crowned champions. The game is at 9 o'clock on ABC, and NBA Countdown precedes that at 8:30 on ABC. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I have a feeling that next week we'll be doing a lot of discussing about LeBron James and Michael Jordan and who's the greatest and Mount Rushmore and all of that. But someone whose opinion you hold very, very highly, Isaiah Thomas of the Detroit Pistons, says that LeBron James is the greatest player of all time. What do you think about that statement from this source?
You know I stand on the shoulders of giants, and you know this is my favorite picture of two of my favorite people who happen to play basketball of all time. I'm a Detroit native, a diehard Bad Boys fan. I rooted against Michael Jordan his entire career. But now I'm on this side, and I know it's my professional responsibility and duty to actually say what I see. But you know what I wasn't? In uniform, getting elbowed by Michael Jordan. I wasn't actually in those battles when we won, because the Pistons and Isaiah beat Magic, Bird, and Jordan more than they lost. And when we finally lost to them, it was a painful moment. And they kept me off the dream team, so the tie is gonna always go to the runner. So if LeBron's in a race and MJ's in a race, Isaiah's gonna pick LeBron.
We will be back Monday at 2 o'clock on ESPN. Dan Le Batard is next.
Bad Boys! Bad Boys!
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. And Jalen, something that is happening in the NFL that's being underreported. People aren't talking about this enough. We need to shine a light on this. MVP Lamar Jackson missed two straight practices with a knee ailment. He is expected to play. However, can the Ravens achieve their goals with a hobbled Lamar Jackson under center?
Not at all. And you know how much I love Lamar, and big shout out to Ozzie Newsome. I remember when Lamar was the fifth quarterback drafted that year is when we were first launching Get Up. And I did a segment, Jacoby, where I literally stood on the table and said, I don't know what everybody else has been watching, but I just saw him win the Heisman Trophy, throw from the pocket, and he looks like he's faster than everybody else out there. And oh, my guy from the Colts was on the show. The general manager. No, he's never been a general manager. What is the general?
Bill Polian.
Yeah, Bill Polian. Bill Polian. And he was one of the people that was like, Lamar should move to wide receiver. And then going into the draft, they was like, oh, his mother representing him. So it was kind of tough for us to get in contact with him for meetings. And see, that's one of those things where I enjoyed being a black man with a platform to be able to fly swat some of those theories down. It was actually really frustrating to me because, because he got drafted in April 2018, and that's when we started the show. So we was talking about it every day. And, you know, I was doing 3 hours in every topic. In every segment. And so now to see the progression to where he's already won the MVP and they got big trust and something special going on and he gonna get one of those Deshaun Watson deals soon, I'll say this, and you know how much I love John Harbaugh, I want to get him on the show. You draft J.K. Dobbins, you still got Mark Ingram. They need to run them more and Lamar less.
They've
anybody that plays fantasy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When they get touchdowns, it's either Lamar running or throwing to Andrews. You don't want their receivers. And you really can't start one of their backs as a number one. And so, and for somebody who drafted Andrews, that's why I did it. And that's my worry. A quarterback who's so dynamic running the football, You don't want to handicap him mentally in a way to make him feel like he should never consider it, but they have to find a way to protect him and run him less. When you start hearing the two words, knee injury, going together.
Absolutely. Jalen, I'm about to pick an upset this Sunday, 1 p.m.
Uh-oh.
Chiefs are going to lose. The Super Bowl champion Chiefs are going to lose to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Chiefs have been vulnerable, Jalen Rose. They look vulnerable to me. You saw how Belichick schemed against them. That wasn't the same offense that I saw against Baltimore. That was not. They had 6 points at the half. They should have been tied or down at the half. And they scored 26 points, but let's not forget the pick six that was gifted them, gifted to the Honey Badger. They scored 19 points. And they went to overtime against the Chargers with a rookie quarterback who wasn't even taking first-team snaps. He was found out that he was a rookie, found out he was starting right before kickoff and took the Chiefs to overtime. The Raiders haven't looked great, but I'm telling you, the Chiefs are vulnerable, and I am picking them to lose this big divisional game to the Las Vegas Raiders.
So when you said that about the Clippers, I heard you. But it was better to continue to disagree with you. But now you're saying this about the Chiefs, and I really disagree with your pick versus the Raiders. So what you want to put on this game?
Oh, whoa. I ain't betting on this. I'm sure they're like 10-point underdogs.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm not
betting on this. I didn't say you had to bet.
You're trying to take advantage of me, dog.
I said, what you want to put on it?
Yeah, that's a bet. What do you mean? I didn't say we were going to bet. I said, what you want to put on it? Jalen, no. I'm not letting you do that.
What do you mean I'm trying to take advantage of you?
I'm not letting you do that. You're trying to take advantage of me. Look, I don't pick the Clippers to win the championship just like you and everybody else. Sometimes I make bold proclamations. Like I said, the Lakers were going to win the championship before the season started. You look at all the experts.
Oh, that was bold.
They do this all the time.
Oh, that's bold.
They do this all
the
time.
You know what would have been bold? You know
saying
what would have been
the
bold
the Bucks?
If you would have said
that
the Miami
Heat
was going to make the finals.
Before it happened?
No, you would have said it in training camp. You would have said that he was going to make the finals.
Person. There's not a single person on this planet that doesn't live in Florida that really felt like before the season started, the Miami Heat were going to make the finals. Not a single person. However, there's a single person on this podcast right now that said that the Heat were going to beat the Bucks, and they did. This is 2020. We just lost Jalen. I'm so glad Jalen's gone because I'm so glad he's gone. This is the podcast I always wanted. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jacoby and Jacoby, where it's only Jacoby all the time. This is the show. Oh, Jalen's back. Oh, that's too bad. I like the show better when it was just me. Yep. Jalen, you're back. We had Jacoby and Jacoby for a second, the show that I really want to do. I got my cow herd on for about 10 seconds, and then you came back. All right, so real question for you. I think the Lions are going to have a great week. Do you want to know why, Jalen? Bye week. The Lions bye week is a win for y'all. The Lions bye week is a win for y'all. The city of Detroit should throw a parade every time there's a bye week. They really should. Matt Patricia's like, you can't fire me now. You know, like I'm not going to get fired this Monday. But you got a bye week. Congratulations, Jalen. Congratulations, buddy. The Lions are not going to lose
on
Sunday.
We need an identity.
Y'all don't have an identity. You need a new coach. That's what you need. But Jalen, let me just say something. I'm all the way on the bandwagon of the Bills Mafia. And the Bills go up against the COVID Titans. The COVID Titans on Tuesday night at 7. And they're going to get another win. And the Bills are about to be 5-0 in the National Football League. And you know what? The way the season's going, the coronavirus could just shut the whole thing down. And the Bills would be happy with that. They'd be like, you know what? We went undefeated. Forget the 72 Dolphins. The 2020 Bills were undefeated. If they shut the season down,
they'll be the Phoenix Suns of the bubble.
Yeah, they really will. People forget about that. The Phoenix Suns were undefeated. The Bills are going to come out there in hazmat suits. For real. Like if you're a lineman for the Bills, you're going up against the Titans. Like, I don't know about y'all.
So how about, so let me get this right. So mm-hmm. the Titans have an outbreak amongst their team.
Yep.
And their organization still decides to do a secret practice. Let me trace the ways. Who's their head coach?
Mike Vrabel.
Okay. Where did he come from?
New England Patriots, sir.
Got it. And what are a couple of the scandals that they were attached to? Deflategate,
None.
Spygate?
Allegedly.
They got punished. They got punished by the NFL.
And remember last
they
year
lost draft picks.
They're filming the Patriot Way documentary in a game against the Browns or whatever, and they're filming the field.
Oh yeah.
This is just getting B-roll for the documentary. It's getting B-roll for the documentary, filming the opposing sideline.
All of them still work for the team.
So, just getting some B-roll.
I am not surprised that was the same team that beat the Patriots last year that is now trying to institute some of their ways.
The idea that you could have a practice with professional football players and keep it a secret, it's like, come on, y'all. Like, come on. You think no one's going to notice? Like, you think no one's going to notice that there's 55 300-pound men playing football? You think no one's going to notice that? You think that's not going to get out?
Jacoby, can I do some – I wanted to do this on the TV show, but we didn't have time. I want to let everybody know some broken news. Something is happening right now called a pandemic, and the coronavirus is actually a real thing. We will not be back to normal until you're not required to wear a mask. And as long as you're running out of the house and you're grabbing your backpack or you're grabbing your purse, or you're grabbing your keys, and you're like, where's my mask?
Everyone's done that. Everyone's left the house without a mask and been like, oh, wait, forgot my mask. Everyone's done it.
Jumping out of the car, take one or two steps, having to go back to the car and get your mask. Like, as long as we're doing that, it ain't normal. And as long as I'm watching a football game and I see one of the 53 people, Cam Newton, test positive, who was just with them yesterday in the NBA bubble, when Lou Will went back in, he violated the quarantine rules. They made him isolate for 10 days.
Yep.
As long as these people aren't isolating, it means it's going to continue to spread. These football games are called something like super spreader events. I just saw the Las Vegas Raiders do a charity event and get a fine because they were not wearing masks. That just happened. They will not play 16 regular season football games. It's not going to take place. It's not. Look down at your phone. 3, 2, 1. Adam Schefter tweets. The NFL's taking off a week or two to figure this out.
It's going to happen. They've kept this thing together with bubblegum and duct tape, and we're having Tuesday night games and two Monday night games, but it's going to get to a point where they can't just keep doing this. Like, now we got Tuesday night football, we're going to have Wednesday night football, then short weeks. Like, it's going to get to a point where the league is just going to have to put their hands in the air and be like, coronavirus got us. Who would have thought?
As soon as you postpone.
Who would have thought, huh? I mean, you can go to the bubble and you can play baseball when you're basically socially distancing anyway. But the game of football just isn't like that. And there's so many people on the staff, on the team, on the practice squad, in close quarters, in contact with each other. It's just this sport is not built for this disease. We need a vaccine, dog. I'm taking the Russian vaccine. I'm taking a Russian vaccine. Give me the Sputnik. Hit me with that Sputnik real quick. Give me the Sputnik.
Nah. Until I see Dr. Fauci say do it, I ain't doing it.
Fauci.
Like, this ain't political. This scientific.
No.
I know how to read, write, and I'm going to pay attention to the people who are the experts. When you asking me who the greatest player of all time, I love my Bad Boys Pistons, but I didn't just ignore Michael Jordan and say Isaiah Thomas. I'm like Michael Jordan. The exact same thing with this. I'm waiting for him to say it. Until then, I'm good. I'm good. And the NBA season about to end. Y'all may never see me again.
Oh, I haven't seen you. Man, we used to kick it all the time. All the time. All the time. It ain't the same. I'm at the office. I come to the studio. There's no one here. It's quiet. You got to wear a mask and stay away from everybody. Like, I got PTSD from this. Like, I saw one of my boys, and he went up to give me, like, a real pound, like an actual pound. And I was just like, I don't know, dog. I don't know if we're doing that right now. Like, there's certain benchmarks that you know, right? One of the benchmarks I have marked in my head when I know society is back, it's got nothing to do with vaccine, got nothing to do with a mask. When I get an email from my rec league basketball team, and they say that we have a game on Wednesday nights, that's when I know we're back. That's when I know we're really back. And I don't know if that's going to happen in 2020. I don't know if that's going to happen in 2021. I stopped forecasting how this is going to play out. Because if you would have pulled me aside in late March when we were already locked down, you would have pulled me aside and said, you know, this pandemic and this quarantine and this lockdown still going to be happening at Halloween. I would not believe you. I'd be like, what, Halloween? You done 7 months? You crazy? My kids on Zoom classes.
Jacoby, right now we're dealing with the worst economic depression that America has ever seen. That is not hyperbole. Mm-mm. That is an absolute fact with 20, an exclamation point. That is not my opinion. That is not my opinion. That's a fact. And as we continue to see layoffs and furloughs and people not being able to pay their bills and not being able to pay, you know, for basic necessities for their family, and just to see how, you know, politicians are basically jousting for health care or whether we should have it or not, which seems like it should be a basic necessity, or what women should be able to do with their bodies. It just puts us all in a unique place that we've never been in. And so I just can't understand how, in particular, when we were talking about the NFL, they feel like they're going to be able to continue to play games uninterrupted. Like, I just turned on TV the other day to watch the Patriots play against KC, and Cam Newton wasn't there. That affected the game.
Affected the game? They would have definitely won with Cam. Definitely won with Cam.
Right? So now you're giving me an inferior product, too. And you're putting the players and everybody at risk. Like, people on the sideline with a mask, nose out, not wearing it, yeah, taking it off when they want to go yell at somebody, leaving it on when they standing by themselves.
Did you see the news that the Tampa Stadium that is hosting the Super Bowl has gotten approval to have 65,000 fans in the seats? 65,000 fans in the seat, full capacity. What are y'all thinking? What are you thinking? Why? Why do that? What are you doing? And also, like, in New York City, they've opened up dining 25% capacity in New York City. Are you going to a restaurant and sit inside, Jay?
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to be able to do it. We just have to be patient. It's tough. This is an unprecedented time.
Can I say something positive, Jay? Can I say something positive?
Yes, indeed.
My kids are going back to blended school, some in person and some the remote.
Dope.
And part of that commitment is it's a community, you know? So my daughter had a sore throat, and it was like Monday. She's got a sore throat. And I was like, well, but she can't go to school, you know, because she's showing any sort of symptoms of sickness. It's disrespectful to the community to sort of put everybody at risk because she has a symptom. But my wife did the research, and I went to Queens, shout out to Junction Boulevard, got a test there for free. Got an appointment, got a test for her for free, got the results in like 5 hours. It's out there. Like, testing is extremely important. And if anyone or yourself or anyone you know shows symptoms, Go get tested. The test isn't like it used to be. One time I got my son tested, and they gave us the results 10 days later. Like, what's the point of that? That doesn't make any sense. But right now, the testing is at a point where you can get rapid results. And we got results within hours for Chloe. And luckily, she was negative. But if you're out there and you feel sick or you show any symptoms, you can get tested for free and get quick results. That felt positive. Jalen, 21 Savage, joins the show right now. Joining the show right now. Savage Mode 2 is out and available. It is 21 Savage joining us on Jalen and Jacoby. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
So this album is classic, and there's something that stood out to me that I need to know the story about, and that is the fact that Morgan Freeman narrates the album. How did that come to be?
You know, we wanted somebody to talk on it, and we had threw some names out there. And we both big fans of Morgan, so we just reached out, and he got it done. Like, he got it done fast, too.
In the video for Running, you brought a Grammy back to your hometown of Atlanta. What was the concept behind that? Why'd you do that?
We just wanted the people to, you know, touch it and see it in real life. You know, we see a lot of accomplishments, like, on TV, but, like, where I'm from, we don't never really get to see him, like, face up. So I just wanted the people to, like, be able to be involved and see what it's like, get them hope.
Financial literacy is important to you, and wanting to make sure that your people, our people, are exposed to being able to take care of their funds and manage it. So can you give me some examples of some of your worst purchases? One of my worst purchases, I bought a Vertu phone. It was $15,000. They told me it had all these great plugs. It was international. It was the same people that made Bentley. I ain't even used the phone. They said it had a concierge, everything. It was the biggest waste of money ever. So tell me something that you was like, you know what? I shouldn't have copped that. I shouldn't have bought that.
That's a hard one. I feel like the worst thing I ever did was not prepare for taxes. I don't think I really should got like a real bad purchase, but I think like I spent money without knowing like, oh, you got to pay taxes at the end of this. So that was probably like the worst thing I did.
When I was younger and they didn't take taxes out of my paycheck, I went a couple of years without paying taxes. They will come into your bank account and just take all your money. I woke up one morning and the government just took all my money from my bank account. That is real talk. Just because if you're not paying taxes, you need to prepare for your taxes. Because I woke up one day with $0 in my bank account and the government just came and took it all.
Yeah, they don't play about their money.
Mm-mm.
Lou Williams, when he left the bubble, I was trying to tell the mass media, it's an institution to go to Magic City, not only to celebrate the dancers, but also to get the wings. I was jealous that my name wasn't on the menu. Can you tell them why that's an institution and that's like normal when you're in Atlanta to eat at a strip club?
Yeah, like everybody in Atlanta know like Magic got real good food, like. So a lot of people, I do that. Like, you might go in there, you might not even look at the club, but you just go in there, get your food, wait on your food, and then leave. Like, it's like a restaurant to us.
Savage Modes 2, you have a partnership with Metro Boomin once again. What is it like working with him, and why does it work so well?
Probably because, you know, we're close, so he's like family, so it's like just natural. Like, we can just be around each other all day. We comfortable around each other, and we allow each other to be who we want to be. So I allow him to do what he got to do. He allowed me to do what I need to do. So I think that's why I just meshed so well.
Appreciate you taking the time to join us on Jalen and Jacoby. Savage Mode 2 is out right now. Anywhere that you listen to music, make sure you get that. It is fire. Morgan Freeman, a ton of features. And of course, 21 Savage and Metro Boomin doing their thing. You're welcome to come back anytime. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank y'all for having me, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Of course.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate the love.